and dreams has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live. Oh, the atomic clock on the wall is fixed on this 14th day of March, 2005. What did I do Friday? I read 319, and it was actually 09. Yeah. Boy, when you can't trust the atomic clock on the wall, folks. Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. This program emanates from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network right here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock. And for my folks in Round Rock that listen to this program, good afternoon, guys. And aren't you glad that the $349 million scam is gone, at least for the time being? That's right, folks. You watch in your neck of the woods. This is a local issue here with me, but... there's a lot of folks that listen to this program in Round Rock, Texas, and I've been talking to them about this school bond they were trying to float. $349 million for school bonds. Now, this ain't New York City, folks. This is a little Round Rock, Texas. Yeah. And our resident attorney that has no part of this network, that lives upstairs, he's campaigning for his wife for city council. Boy, lawyers and politicians, do they ever mix? And when they do you ever get anything good out of them? Absolutely not. Yeah. Guy's name, the woman's name is Izzo. Is she good? Is she not? I don't know. Here's the problem I'm having. Plug them into the matrix, and it doesn't matter. There's one thing I wanted to ask the listeners today. There was a lady, fine lady, that called me up, and much to my surprise... she had already booked a guest for my show today without asking my permission to do so. And it's about voter fraud, about the machines and so on and so forth. And I got to confess, I'm of two minds on this subject. You know, if you folks would like to hear the interview, fine, I'll do the interview. But as I said to this individual, I said, you know what? I said, the machine is broke. Now, what I see voting fraud as being is just a quick fix to spending all that money and to get your person with their particular agenda on the ballot, get them into office. And I think that's pretty much it. I'm sure there's other facets to this, but by and large, that's it. So to honestly have a vote to plug people into the matrix is one of my conundrum questions there. You know, we're going to need honest elections with honest tabulating systems in the future when we start to take our, forget about the national, when we start taking the state and local governments back. Yes, we are going to need a voting machine that works as a vote counter and not a vote hider or scamming mechanism. So let me know if you want me to do a show on this. If you want to hear it, I'll do it. If not, please tell me also. And I'm going to leave it up to you guys. We'll take the break, get into the news of the day right after this.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
How'd the you care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
For Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
One call saying yes. Okay. Who I was speaking about was Brad Friedman, and his website is bradblog.com, and also he's connected with a group called velvetrevolution.com. Now, I took a look at his site, and boy, I'm democracy is thrown around a lot. And I was told by this individual, well, we have true democracy when we're voting for our president, in the truest sense of the word, because the way it's supposed to work is we cast our votes, and that is supposed to indicate to the electoral vote who we're voting for here, and that's the way it's supposed to run. But the idea is to... And we got into a little discussion about the matrix, about plugging people into this matrix. And I said, we've done a lot of research and study going back to the Civil War, or what we like to call is the War of Aggression on the Southern states, the people that were for states' rights. And then we saw the reconfiguring of government, commonly referred to as the Reconstruction Acts. And then we've been on a downhill slide for a long time. And the point I brought out is that we have people out there, the progressives, or as they like to be called nowadays, I guess liberals has a bad connotation. And I explained to them that the liberals have been hijacked by the Marxists, and the conservative or Republican Party has been hijacked by the neocons. And in which case, we still have a political paradigm that people are wrapped up in. And is it really necessary to do the vote scam deal because the system is broke? Now, as I said, the only good that I can see coming out of this is that we get an honest voting system. So when we do vote honestly for an honest person to honestly put him in office, then we get an honest vote count. That would be the only redeeming factor, I think, out of this. And my point to this gentleman was simply this. I have been hearing a lot lately that people want to see a change. They've discovered the system is broke, and they want to change it. But what they're coming up with is I don't know what. It's unrecognizable, as far as I know, about the government, the way it's supposed to be. You know, we did have the contract with America, folks. It was called a federal constitution. It was called the state constitutions. State constitutions, by and large, were mostly changed back in the 1850s. And, well, we've had certain amendments to the federal constitution. But the point being that we're so far away from that constitution that, you know, the people that aren't rooted in this nation's history, or they're not even recognizing what made America work and what made it great, what made it so rich, what made it so free, was that little checklist for our brethren that take up public office. And I say brethren tongue in cheek. So what we have is a group of individuals out there now today realizing that things have really gone afoul, and they want to make new recommendations. They want new and different ways of doing things. And I simply ask, why can't we go back to the way things used to be? What got us to be the richest, freest nation on the face of the planet? What's wrong with restoring that system rather than coming up with a brand new one? Because out of the chaos that you're seeing now, well, people are rightfully disgusted, but I'm disgusted by the fact that they don't recognize how we got here in the first place. And they just want to get in there and mix it up, and it's all for the better. And I'm not saying that these people are bad people or evil people or plants from the other side or whatever the case may be. I'm not saying any of that. They may be very well intentioned, but as I've once heard, the road to hell is paved with those very good intentions, those same intentions. So I'll leave it up to you folks. I mean, do a little bit of research on your own. Look up velvetrevolution.com or bradblog.com, and you let me know if you want me to have this Brad Friedman on the program as far as the vote scam stuff goes and how they're trying to change that. So if you think it's good, just let us know. And I'll put the guy on the air. You know, I'm not turning this into a democracy program here that you vote for the guy that you want to hear. Because, boy, if you want an invitation for the left, I'll be interviewing Amy Goodman next week. At any rate, so let us know. Oh, Art. Say it isn't so, Art. Dear Mr. Bell, this was posted by a gentleman on rumormills.com. Farewell, Art Bell. And I'm actually, you know, is this Radio Wars? No. I've never liked Art Bell. I never liked the style of programming. And I never liked the wild-eyed conspiracy stuff that he has done. Although, that's right. I'm calling a radio talk show host a wild-eyed conspiracy nut. Why? Well, because the Art Bells and the Jeff Rentzes of the program, and I'm not lumping Jeff Rentz into the Art Bell thing, but Jeff does something that is really counterproductive. Jeff, if you're listening to this program or anybody that loves Jeff Rentz, please relay this for me. That mixing up with the conspiracy fact, mixing it with conspiracy theory, is not a good idea. And if you want people to take it legitimately, you don't talk about little green men and UFOs. And I know there's a whole segment. There's a whole segment of society that just loves that stuff. You know, I used to watch The X-Files, but I took it as just that, fantasy. Very interesting. Some of the stuff was very dark, and, well, they had lovable characters, Mulder, and, well, who could turn down an FBI agent that looked like Scully, right? I mean, they were just the perfect FBI pair. But, folks, you had to wonder how much of those scripts are actually written by government people. The point being, Do we need little green men and ufology mixed in with what we're trying to determine what went wrong in this country and why? And if you come up with little green men, well, you just might be on the wrong track. Art Bell has left the building. He could not have shot himself in the foot more certainly than by declaring that all those who adhere to any 9/11 conspiracy theories are wingnuts. That's right, wackos. Now, what credibility he ever had collapsed with those recent statements and his propagandistic declaration, the government's version of the events of September 11th, is 100% correct. Farewell, Art. A good portion of your audience is now leaving the building also. I'm sure there are millions like me who continue to have a certain fondness for Bell due to many memories of wild and crazy shows enjoyed in the past, both of the informative nature and the signature Art Bell wingnut variety. It was good entertainment, and many of us gave him a lot of leeway simply because he entertained us with the wild, weird, and woolly things. Was he an operative of some kind? Who cared? It was great science fiction most of the time. But 9/11 sliced through everything. And at this point, it seems that what a person knows and says about 9/11 is now a measure of that person and a measure of their intelligence. The vast, stupid majority, as always, accepts whatever it is told, and that becomes its firmly entrenched belief. Others have questions and doubts, and by virtue of position or job or family, are obliged to uphold outwardly the official line. Still others smell a big fat rat, and many have spent years studying every detail of 9/11 and assembling knowledge, details, and facts. Art Bell has either not done any of the latter, or he has been quietly told what to espouse. Who knows, and does it matter? In any case, his recent comments about 9/11 conspiracies and this new feud with Jeff Rentz is probably the last straw for a lot of us. Art has openly, formally proclaimed himself to be on the side of the powers that be. He is anti-investigation. He's completely unscientific. He has drawn a 9/11 line in the sand and firmly taken a stand on one side of it. For Art, there is no debate and no questions remaining to be answered. Such a stance completely undermines the very character he took decades to develop and is contradictory to what we thought he was. One wonders why he would cast aside a persona which took years to create, and which made him world famous. We originally thought Art Bell was one of the ones who asked forbidden questions about hidden things and investigated mysteries with guests who were often investigators themselves. We thought he was, at least, open-minded, since he allowed all kinds of crazies to come on and talk to the nation about weird and nutty stuff. Like all radio, however, it was essentially just entertainment. And some of the wacky stuff actually filled a real need people have for novelty, because life, as it is, sometimes gets boring. Art explored the fringe, and there were actually some very interesting ideas out there, and guests like, I don't even know who this is, Miko Keiku blew our minds with some of the farthest out ideas of them all. Just shows you how much I listen to Art Bell. Now, however, the current situation regarding Art Bell seems to illustrate that the axiom, by 9/11 shall you be known, clearly it was one of the great conspiracies of all time. It is also a vast puzzle, and one's progress in grasping the vastness of this real-life puzzle is a measure of one's intelligence and wisdom. It takes time, effort, thought, and work to solve a puzzle, so most people, feeling they've already had enough problems, just ignore it altogether. Is this Bell's position? It wouldn't seem so, since his persona was built on presenting, investigating, and trying to answer things in hidden and mysterious areas. Is Bell hereby casting off his original public self like a tattered old coat? In the dissonance between the persona of Art Bell and his recent statements, one sees yet another set of illusions dissolve before one's eyes. We bought into the Bell persona. We must now suffer the disillusion. The feud with Rentz is also unfortunate, but let's face it. People, the fans, just love feuds. To the feuders, it may be unpleasant, but the onlookers love it. So again, it all comes out as good entertainment as far as listeners and readers go. Does this indicate some deeper flaw in the collective unconsciousness, this delight in fighting? I'll finish this on the other side. I don't even know what the Bell and Jeff Rentz feud was. It seems like the ufologists, the two big kids on the block, are having a fight. We'll be right back.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh, and then Art did the unthinkable. Bell played the anti-Semitic card on Jeff Renz. I guess that's what the big brouhaha is. And at that point, I had to bail out on Bell. Any intelligent person familiar with Renz.com knows that that allegation is absurd. Bell's attack is the equivalent of saying someone saying someone else is not to be believed because he or she is that N-word. If Bell is reduced to this level of argument, then there isn't much else to say but farewell, Bell. I hardly knew you. And then Art Bell invited millions of us to tune out, and millions will. Oh, sure, we'll follow some of the shenanigans as more entertainment, but I accept Art's invitation to leave. It feels oddly like the closing of an era, which means, I guess, the beginning of a whole new era. Art has put millions in the position of children within whom it is suddenly dawning that Santa Claus is a made-up story and completely unreal. In the long run, it's no big deal. And it has to be a good long run, as circuses go. Indeed, Art was the master at it, beyond even P.T. Barnum. And in the end, I have to say, good show. Heroes rise and fall, but they are but dreams and illusions of the masses, no more real after they have gone than they were before they appeared. Art had a good run and popularized a whole new genre of entertainment, weird radio, or whatever it is that he did for such a long time. I guess one could say Bell's star has crossed its zenith, and it doesn't matter much anymore what he says. To adamantly assert that the official version of 9/11 is 100% correct is to declare oneself ignorant, and to advise all those listeners who disagree to tune out is career suicide. That was written, by the way, by Bill Morgan and posted on Jeff Rentz. And this is not a condemn across the board. I'm not condemning Jeff Rentz, per se. But I think the guy would do a lot better if he dropped the UFO silly stuff. I mean, he's got a well-read website. There's a lot of information on there. Stories get posted. There's a lot of contributors that contribute to Rentz.com. So all those fans of Rentz, old Jeff Rentz, why don't you send him an email? Tell him, hey, get off the UFO stuff. We got enough conspiracy going on right in front of us. We don't need little green men in a Pentagon basement. We just want our country back. And if it's entertainment you're seeking, well, then maybe Art Bell is your ticket. Rick in Tennessee. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, I wanted to, well, in the first place, I'm gonna poke a little bit of fun at Art Bell in saying maybe a UFO flew into the Twin Towers. Who knows?
maybe Art Bell was piloting it. You know, you never know.
Yeah. But I wanted to vote in favor of the gentleman being interviewed on your show about the voting scam.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. In spite of the words democracy, I think most Americans that use it don't really know what they're talking about. I believe most of them simply want fairness, which the fairest form of government is a republic. That is fair to the minority as well as majority. And most people who say they want a democracy don't really want mobocracy, which is what democracy really is. They just want to be treated fairly. They just don't know any better than to call it something that it isn't.
Well, and that was part of my point that, you know, I'm going to do a story here in a second by John Kaminsky, also a contributor to Rentz.com, but when he does an article, he always emails me the article talking about there's a National Day of Protests coming up here in just a few days. But what are these people really protesting about, and who are the people that are promoting these things, and for what reason? You know, I was shocked and amazed, as well as Alex Jones, when we were up in New York, the Republican National Convention. We got there on a Sunday, and we saw this mass demonstration. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people in the streets. And Rick, they had every kind of political axe to grind that you can imagine. But their knowledge about the issues that they were talking about was extremely shallow. If you asked it more than two pointed questions, they would slip back into some mantra or chant, you know, and just ignore you and blow you off as, you know, somebody who wasn't agreeing with their agenda. But they don't even know what their agenda is, you know. So I don't know. My only thing, and the reason why I ask this is the first time I've ever done this. Should I or should I not interview somebody? Because, Rick, if you listen to this program, you know how the game's rigged.
Yes.
You know how this thing has been flipped. And by plugging in one or two politicians at whatever level in this matrix is not going to make a change. And if anybody has any doubt about that, just talk to Ron Paul.
Agreed.
You know. But, as I said, if we can get the vote frauders and their mechanizations thrown out, that when we do want to have an honest election, at least we have a source and a mechanism in which to use that we can count on as being honest.
Yes, but I'll tell you what. I'm in favor of that guy, even though I've not heard him, simply because of the fact that, if possible, even though booking someone for you without your consent or knowledge is not the most diplomatic thing in the world, if I can keep from alienating someone from our cause, I'm going to.
Ah, now there's the other point that I wanted to talk about. And Rick, just hang on there a second, because
yes, sir.
Now you've really pricked the pus bubble there. So we'll talk about that right after the break. Hang on.
Listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Coming up, playing chicken in the year of the rooster, China and Greenspan rub salt in the dollar wound. Revealed, and I've talked about this on the air before, Israel plans to strike on Iranian nuclear plant. Peace groups continue to miss the real issues. And 20 million illegal aliens in America? it's not a correct number, folks. It's much, much more. And what was Condi Rice really doing in Mexico the other day? Free trade area of the America deal? I have a feeling it was. George is on the hot seat right now, and that would have drawn too much attention. That's supposition on my part. But I'm sure that she was down there also to calm fears about, well, the growing stance here of Americans not wanting illegals flooding our nation seems to be a worthy issue to take up. Rick, on the question here, and you said it before the break. Now, we want to bring people into the tent. Right, Rick?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we have a bunch of deluded people out there, and let's not leave out Republicans, too. You know, I just urge people to go back and read the planks of the Republican Party and of the Democrat Party, and then ask yourself the question, where did they both go? Now, my contention is the left has been hijacked by the Marxists, and the right has been hijacked by the PNAC people, Project for New American Century, or what we lovingly refer to as being neocons.
Yes.
Now, here's the problem. We got a bunch of people that aren't familiar with our form of government. We're going to bring them into this tent. We're going to have a big rally. And what are we going to have? Because what I see is absent from this is any real standards, anything built on bedrock. And it all seems to be just a flurry of ideas and solutions to the chaos that they've created. How do we deal with that one?
Well, if we start with the Constitution as our standard.
Bingo.
And start with the true dictionary definitions of republic and democracy. That people know exactly what they are. Ralph Epperson defines them well, so did Noah Webster.
Now, in that same breath, you're going to have to, at one point in time, tell these people to come into this tent for the great show that, you know, the government isn't in the business of retirement benefits or medical benefits, and, well, the federal government's going to have to get out of those. Now, all of a sudden, you've lost a good percentage of your argument or your audience because of the argument you pose that the government shouldn't be involved in this. And then comes the question, but then what are we going to do? Which leads to another dead-end trail. It sounds good to me, Rick, but you said it. There has to be a standard in which I hold that standard until somebody can come up with a better one. Now, I realize fully that the state's constitutions were changed. The federal constitution has been amended so many different times, but it doesn't matter. They're not paying attention to the original 10 amendments. So why should they pay attention to anything else?
They're not even paying attention to the modern versions. If they paid attention to the modern versions of the states and federal constitution, it'd be a big improvement.
Yes, it would be. Because all I see is the left raging against the machine, you know, endlessly, you know, tilting at windmills, talking about the evil corporations, and, you know, that there's part of that story, but they don't have the whole part.
Yes.
You know, so I'm with you. I guess the litmus test or the muster would be to come into the tent. You have to agree we got to go back to the Constitution.
Yes.
All right. For that, yeah. But I'll tell you what, people better be real, real careful. I've heard a lot of talk show hosts want to be the all-inclusive grand poobah, the great mender of the rifts between people. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm extremely uncomfortable talking to a stone, dyed-in-the-wool Marxist about America because they're not familiar with what our form of government is supposed to be, and it just makes me extremely uncomfortable any more than I would sit down and seriously take some PNAC character, you know, with what he's saying. So.
Yes, I agree. But, also, I heard you say one thing. I may ask you to qualify.
Sure.
To me, the left and the right are both controlled by Marxists, simply to a different route and to a different degree so far.
That's true. But how do you break that paradigm of thought unless they're willing to give up that first they're being controlled? Oh boy, that's something major right there.
Of course. Then again, you're talking with someone right here who's been studying that since the days of John Todd and George F. Benson. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that would put me as having been studying it since when, the late 70s?
Mm-hmm.
And, but we have to educate folks. We have to let them know what's going on. We have to also let them know why it's going on, what the end goal is. I'll tell you someone who I used to listen to during the 90s, mid-90s, that used to be a great man. I have heard that, unfortunately, he is sold out. I hope that is a false rumor that's been put out on him. And that was Ken Hamblin, the Black Avenger out of Denver or Boulder, Colorado.
I remember Ken Hamblin. Ken Hamblin once sent me a certificate absolving me from white guilt. I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, he was very quick to point out that most whites were never slave owners, and most of them were slaves to somebody else.
Which would make him extremely unpopular, and of course the money would stop flowing in the way of advertisement with anything that he was involved with. So I hope you're wrong. I hope Ken hasn't jumped ship, so to speak.
I hope he hasn't. I hope someone will give him your number, and he will call in and say he hasn't.
Well, I'd like to talk to him myself. I'd like to know what the guy's up to. Anybody that's got a number for Ken Hamlin, just call the network. I'd love to have it. Rick, thank you.
God bless all of you.
Well, I appreciate you weighing in on the issue.
And, hey, brother, as Mark Cornkey used to say, Yahweh bless the Republic.
Not the democracy. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah. Peace groups continue to miss the real issue. Insanity is, good old Al Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I received an email notice the other day informing me of a worldwide date of protest on March 19th to focus public attention on America's never-ending massacre of innocent Iraqi civilians and the continuing lies that attempted to justify this needless and shameful carnage. The email focused on the agenda of the local social event in Sarasota, Florida, and listed speakers, sponsors, activities, locations, and times. Conspicuously absent from this list were reasons. Nevertheless, I replied to the notice by inquiring if organizers had been adequately briefed on the latest revelations about 9/11, and they hadn't. I offered to volunteer my services. After all, it doesn't take a genius to realize that if 9/11 hadn't happened, the bogus Iraq invasion of that country wouldn't have happened, and therefore understanding what really happened on 9/11 would significantly improve anyone's perception of the colossal crimes the United States is committing in Iraq, and in a list of beleaguered countries that is now practically endless. After all, the USA now is waging war on the entire world, and our so-called leaders are not ashamed to admit it. But I never received a response to my inquiry because these peace demonstration organizers completely avoid talking about 9/11. They have accepted the government's fantasy explanation about Arab hijackers and the need to conquer Muslim countries, and yet they still insist they are against the Iraq war. I regard this as a profound psychotic break in the American consciousness. You can't accept the first and advocate the second and still be regarded as either sane or honest. So in order to properly understand what you are protesting, you must understand why it happened in the first place. But all these trendy yuppies who sport peace buttons only on socially acceptable occasions are in reality confessing their stupidity for all to see if they demonstrate against the Iraq war but don't want to hear anything about 9/11. How does it come to be that people will admit the government lied about Iraq and Afghanistan but not admit it lied about 9/11? And that is exactly the situation with this group called International Answer, even though perfectly pathological with its pathetic Democratic Party organization named MoveOn.org. These groups, which have millions of members, are deliberately designed to appear to be progressive and peace-loving. But really, they are cleverly constructed, take the well-meaning concerns of average people and divert them into activities that are guaranteed to fail, because ultimately, the people who create these groups are actually working for the people who are committing the crimes they are protesting. These are the same cynical clowns who got so many honest people worked up about the integrity of John Kerry or the calm decisiveness of Howard Dean and used up zillion hours of brain power only to take the fall last November and avoid contemplating the obviously tragic fact that with a little chutzpah, that they could have overturned the election based on the crimes that were committed in Ohio and Florida. Only Kerry and Dean convinced them to not even try, further demonstrating why neither should ever have been supported in the first place. Not that overturning the election would have mattered, because there is only one political party of any consequence in this country, the party of the banks. You may have attended one of these peace demonstrations in the past. They're moving experiences, ineffectual, but moving. There is no doubting the sincerity or ardor of virtually all the participants. As motivated people, they have my admiration. They rail against the evil powers that be in all manner of creative ways. And when the day is done, they all, or at least those who have not been pepper sprayed by the local Gestapo and thrown into jail, go home happy. Delighted that they have expressed their freedom of speech and schmoozed with thousands of like-minded consciousness. There is trouble as the unprecedented in size, that is, peace demos immediately prior to Bush's illegal invasion of Iraq so clearly proved they accomplished exactly nothing. The powers that be and their pimped media completely ignore them. The true purpose of a peace demonstration is not to have a good time and go home happy. It is to kindle each other's anger and go home as pissed off as possible, just reading from the paper, ready to follow through with every fiber of your being until the objective of your protest is achieved. It is safe to say, since Vietnam, the objective of no major protest in America has ever been achieved, especially since Bush, the dumber, took office, and I do mean took, the disintegration of America's constitutional protections, the computerized pollution of America's electoral process, the poisoning by food and drug manufacturers of people all over the world, and the never-ending robbery of the American people by repeatedly criminal congressional fiat are just a few of the focuses that would provide more relevant protest. They made ill by deliberately poisoned vaccines or depleted uranium ammunition would be two other good reasons. But seriously, maybe you'd rather wait until one of your relatives, perhaps a son or a daughter, succumbs to one of these sadistic scams before you decide to get upset about them. The real focus of all of our protests, all of our outrage at every public official we can lay our hands on should be the greatest crime in American history, which has changed the way our country does business, which has changed, perhaps irrevocably, who we are as a people. Americans are now known around the world as torturers, as the sexual perverts who go out of their way to profane the sacredness of life by raping Muslim children and sexually traumatizing Muslim adults. Who are these troops we say we support as they mow down innocent families in Fallujah while they listen to heavy metal music and take drugs to dull their senses? Who are these alien neighbors of ours who refuse to hear the statement and say, support our troops, as they close their eyes and drive off to Wally World to save a few pennies and destroy their own way of life? Gee, I wonder in which chapter of Leviticus or Deuteronomy we learn to do that. Americans are the people who plan on starving the rest of the world with this Monsanto seed conspiracy, in which subsistence farmers on every continent will be deprived of their traditional method of survival because the seeds they are now forced to use, and by the way, in order for their corrupt government functionaries to receive their proper bribes from soulless multinational corporations, cannot reproduce themselves. When their governments are plundered by their own feckless facsimiles of Bush or Clinton, these people will die of starvation. But you won't hear their moans in Walmart, or at least not for a little while yet. Gee, I wonder which smug rabbinical commentary told us it was okay to ignore the death rattles of dying Gentiles. Americans are people who didn't protest when their government refused to investigate what happened on 9/11, despite the 3,000 of their countrymen who were crushed in the rubble of deliberately demolished skyscrapers. Americans accepted the media-spun story that Arabs, run by a madman in Afghanistan, did it. These fantasy bad guys got the U.S. air defenses to stand down. They got on airplanes without any identification or any record of them getting on. They performed aerobatic maneuvers that could not have been performed by top guns. And they defied the laws of physics by knocking down buildings that could not have fallen in 10 seconds without the help of considerable explosives. We know that from the building that fell the same way was not hit by an airliner. Gee, if we don't care about our own fellow citizens being suddenly buried in concrete by the pervs in Washington, why should we care about dark-skinned Arabs being turned into puddles of blood thousands of miles away? Americans accepted the lies their leaders told them, first about 9/11, then about Afghanistan, then about Iraq. Most Americans to this day still don't know that the wars of Afghanistan and Iraq were planned before 9/11 of 2001. Most Americans don't know that the PNAC report, which yearned for a new Pearl Harbor to turn American citizens into enraged warmongers, was written by a high American official who was also an Israeli intelligence agent, Dov Sackheim. Most Americans don't know that their new head of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, is an Israeli intelligence agent. I should say intelligence agent. Most Americans don't know that their new intelligence czar, John Negroponte, he of the Nicaraguan and Salvadorian death squad fiascos, is also Jewish. Most Americans don't know that all TV networks are owned by Zionist Jews. Most Americans don't realize that all major newspapers like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe are owned by the Zionists. Do you understand that Iraq was no threat to the United States? Do you understand that Iraq was a threat to Israel? Do you understand that American children are killing innocent people and being killed themselves to protect Israel and not the United States? Are you one of those lily-livered Yankee dogs so terrified of losing your income or some friends who really don't care about you anyway that you feel compelled to say, people aren't ready to hear this yet? You have to bring them slowly, bring them on slowly to tell them about the problem with Israel. Well, I wish we had that luxury of time. We're looking at the end of civilization because of the silence of honest Americans over the most important issues of our day. And you're telling me that I have to wait till people get used to the idea we are being totally polluted by demonic influence of Zionist warmongers who take their authority from a holy book that says it's okay to kill non-Jews with no penalty because they're animals. We'll continue on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here. And yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value. A great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today. Tomorrow, I'm going to have the Morgellons Research Foundation with us, and also Dr. Schwartz. We're going to be talking about, folks, creepy crawlies in our water system. We've got, from what I've heard here, we've got a woman that's treating 40 people, I do believe it's in Austin, for this Morgellons disease. And it's something that's being kept very quiet. So tune in tomorrow. All right. I want to finish this up, and I'll take your phone calls in the next hour. And by the way, that will be on 99.85 for you international shortwave listeners. I want to finish this because it's important, because it is asking very pointed questions, and especially those who just love to demonstrate, but the people that are organizing this and are the heads want to keep these people intentionally stupid. Well, let's just rage against the machine, folks. As I said, that most Americans don't know, the head of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, is an Israeli agent. Take a wild guess as to what I have to say to cowards like, the aforementioned, which are the majority of the American people. The real issue to protest March 19th, it's not the Iraq war per se, colossal crime, though it is. The real issue to protest is that George W. Bush and John Kerry are accomplices in the same series of crimes. The real issue is to realize that our country has been sold out from under us, and that Israel, thanks to the neocons, now owns us. Have you observed how the Palestinians live? Scrambling around in their rubble, constantly avoiding bombs and excuses to murder them on a whim. This is the future of America run by the Zionist monsters who control the White House and most other aspects of your lives as well. Now, the real issue to protest is that the entire U.S. Congress is guilty of treason for destroying the Bill of Rights to our own Constitution by participating in the charade that there is some terror threat that justifies these police state measures. The real issue to protest is that Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA, and the Mossad is a proxy war in Afghanistan, and then later at the CIA training camp in the Philippines, and that 9/11 was planned, executed, and then covered up by levels of American society that are actually more powerful than the president, who is only a bobblehead doll of Fed lies, stimulants, and quite possibly little boys, or at least big boys, as a reward for his mindless obedience to his masters with the big money. But even more than that, the real issue to protest in the silence of your own ravaged heart is your own silent complicity in this savage system that kills innocent people every day, so the rich Zionist manipulators out there and their consciousness Zionist Christian dupes can steal their money from you. Just to be clear, these people are Americans, British, Israelis, and they have no real consciences, which makes them dangerous sociopaths, which is why we have a sociopathic culture that feels no guilt when we kill innocent people overseas. It is no coincidence that this attitude perfectly reflects what is written in the Talmud and the Old Testament, now that that would be really something to protest about, don't you think? A peace protest without a serious component investigating the lies about 9/11 and a predatory dominance of Israeli influence on the severely crippled America is like body without a brain, which I suspect is what many of those protesters on March 19th will be like. And as the world continues to burn, they'll go home happy that they did something for freedom, when in reality of this new and ugly police state world, they will have done nothing of consequence because they still failed to realize what happened on 9/11 and who is really controlling them. Folks, and it keeps going on. When are they going to wake up? When they start to hear some real facts, and of which we'll get into more of in the second hour of the National Intel Report. Coming up in just a few minutes, along with your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.